The records fell fast and furious, and December came up to be warmest on record for a number of places in Saskatchewan. A lot of those places have quite a long period of record, namely Swift Current, Regina, Saskatoon. So for them to sort of beat that old 1997 mark, and by some margins a fair bit, so really surprising.
What kind of numbers are we talking about in general? How much departure from normal?
Some places were 8 and some places even over 9 degrees warmer than 30-year average temperatures for December. So that's a pretty significant number.
You mentioned 1997. That was pretty much the record December up until this point?
For most stations, it was. That was the last really strong El Nino year.
Is it too early to say that, you know, this might be the strongest El Nino ever, or do we have to maybe wait a couple of more months before we give it that title?
Oh, I think we have to give it a little bit longer because it's just sort of peaking now, and the final numbers have to be kind of crunched. And we'll also wait to see if maybe there is some contribution from climate change on this one as well.
So let's look at precipitation. Not surprisingly, not a lot of precipitation. Where was it the driest?
Well, it's sort of a relative number when you talk about where it was the driest, but some places like Swift Current came in with half a millimeter of precipitation for the month of December, but surprisingly, that was only the third driest December on record. So that's pretty dry when you only get 0.5 millimeters of precipitation for the month. But places like Key Lake, LaRonge, Meadow Lake, they came in with their driest Decembers on record. They have slightly shorter periods of record, but they came in with slightly more precipitation, but it was all relative to how much they usually get.
We always talk about the impact on agriculture, but these numbers have to be very concerned about the people who look ahead handling forest fires in the spring and summer months.
Certainly it is concerning, especially when we see the low precipitation numbers in the places where there's, you know, trees that can burn. But again, even in the south, for grass fires in the spring, dangerous as well. So concerning all the way around for agriculture, for forest fires, for what it means for our lakes, our rivers, sloughs, dugouts, all that kind of stuff.
We crunched all the numbers for 2023, and while not as statistically noticeable as December, it was warmer than normal for 2023, wasn't it?
It was for the entire province. It did come up out above average for everybody. And the farther north you went, the more above average it actually was. And LaRonge came in with their warmest year on record in 56 years. So pretty significant for them.
We look at these temperature departures. They range for anywhere from, I guess, 0.7 to as high as 2.2. I'll just get you to repeat that point. Those numbers don't sound all that big, but when you put it over a 12-month period, it's a lot different.
It is, you know, and that takes into account all the highs and lows for everything. And, you know, we often don't see big variations this high over a whole year. Monthly, of course, we can see that, but over a whole year to see upwards of 2 degrees or over 2 degrees difference, it's pretty significant.
Precipitation, that's also an interesting number. Some areas did a little bit better, but I guess, again, it's all comparative. Everybody was below normal.
Everybody was drier than average, and even with those that kind of benefited from a few storms here and there, everyone was drier than average, sadly. And some in the top five, even Key Lake, LaRonge, Moose Jaw, North Battleford, Saskatoon was their seventh driest, and for Yorkton, it was the third driest. So in the top 10 for a lot of places.
Looking at these numbers here, what do they tell you? I guess you get a lot of questions from people asking about snowfall, and eventually it is going to snow, but if we only get 5 or 10 centimeters, that's not going to solve the deficit. I think people in the city may not be aware of the magnitude of the deficit out there in regards to soil moisture.
Absolutely. When you do look at the numbers, especially over a year, and considering it's been dry for a number of years, but even this year, places are down a couple hundred millimeters. So you don't make that up in a couple snowfalls, considering that 10 centimeters of snowfall on average will melt down to only 1 millimeter of rain. So you need a whole bunch of snow to generate a whole bunch of precipitation. So hopefully we get some spring rains and that type of thing. I see comments on Facebook about people saying, oh, well, we just need a good spring rain and it'll make up for it. You know, it's just, it's too dry for that. And it's been too dry for too long to make it up with one or two storms.
Yeah, you're going to need several months of above normal precipitation just to get things back into a situation where it may not be too much below normal.
Exactly. And you know, it has to come at a slow pace, too, so that the ground is able to absorb it and receive it and, you know, put it back into the system, like into the rivers and into the lakes and that type of thing. It's not going to be solved over, you know, a month of rain.
Terry, anything else we should know?
Well, we do have some weather systems coming through. They are weak clipper systems. They're either Alberta clippers or they're Mackenzie clippers. And when they come from the northwest, they're fast moving and they tend not to give a lot of moisture. So maybe a few centimeters here and a few centimeters there. So not too much on the books for that. And we are going to turn colder, which I think is going to come as a shock to people because we're so used to being outside in our sweaters and flip-flops and not dressing properly and that type of thing. So it is coming. Hopefully people will recognize that and dress and drive appropriately.
That clipper bringing the snow, that's what, kind of like late Thursday into Friday type of thing?
There's a couple coming through. There's one coming through tonight, but it's moving more through central and northern Saskatchewan. Then there's another one coming through, looks like Friday. And that one looks like it more through central and the northern grain belt. And that looks like about 2 to 4 centimeters worth of snow. We're keeping an eye on another one for middle of next week. And because it's coming from the south, it has potential to bring more snow and more towards southwestern part of the province, which desperately needs the moisture. But not all models agree how much it'll make it into the province, because when you have really cold air sitting over the province, the cold air tends to win and the systems tend to be deflected around it. So if it's not as cold, then hopefully we'll get a bit more of that precipitation into the south there. Looks like about middle of next week.